You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You let that soak in a little bit, don't you?
Get wrecked. Wreck this league. Let's go. All right. Time now for the Thursday forecast as we get ready for the Browns and the Redskins, the preseason opener at First Energy Stadium. Let's go.
Number one.
All right, gentlemen, whose stock is going up, Gibbs, in tonight's game, and who needs to step it up tonight?
Wow. Say that again?
Whose stock is up going is how it's written out.
Up going. Whose stock is going up?
Whose stock is going up?
I think it
up.
Needs punctuation. Whose stock is up going into tonight's game?
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Whose stock is up going into tonight's game? I'm going to go with an offensive defensive guy, and I've said it multiple times throughout this show and I have all week. Danny Shelton, defensively, stock is going up, has lived up to exactly what Ray Farmer and his scouting staff evaluated at the University of Washington. The other guy who I believe stock has continually gone up because of his control within this offense is Josh McCown. Stock up, both those guys.
I'm going to say stock up on the offensive side of the ball, Josh Lenz. His stock is up. Is it high enough to get Taco Bell for some people out there, for Gibbs? I don't think so. But his stock is up. EJ Bibbs' stock is up. And I'm hearing that Ned Flanders' stock is up as well as a running back. And defensively, Chris Kirksey, I know his stock is up. Nate Orchard's stock is up. You talked about Danny Shelton, yes, as well. And I think Ibrahim Campbell seems to really start to be settling in and making some veteran plays. I'd say his stock is up also.
Number two.
I think we need to do step up, though, too. Who needs to step up before we get to number two?
Yes, who needs to step up?
Who needs to step up for you, Matt Wilhelm?
Offensively, who needs to step up? I want to see the running backs. You know, the emphasis, this room, the story center, you know, centered around the Cleveland Browns is not a lot having to do with Johnny Manziel. It's been all about the running backs. So the running backs, Terrence West, Isaiah Crowell, who will see a significant amount of carries with the first and second team offense, need to step up. Defensively, I'm gonna point my attention to the outside linebackers or the pass rush, I will say. They need to step up. Not necessarily. I don't need to see 5-6 sacks. I just want to see affecting the pass game. Tip balls, knockdowns, quarterback hits, things of that sort.
I'll tell you what, my fashion game right now doesn't need to step up.
Too bad. It does not. You are killing
it. Too bad it's on radio right now. It would be quite something. I definitely agree with you. I want to see Isaiah Crowell step up. Any of the running backs really step up, seize this job. I want to see Johnny Manziel continue to step up. I want to see some receivers step up and differentiate themselves. Hartline, Gabriel, I'd like to see some more of that. Rob Housler needs to step up in a big way at tight end. He's got to show up. Justin Gilbert, come on, bro. Let's see it tonight. So lots of people need to step up. But that's what this is about. Let's sort through it. Let's have the cream rise to the top. Yeah.
Number two.
Which position is under the microscope most tonight?
It's got to be the running backs. As I've mentioned, the running backs, Isaiah Crowell, Terrence West. I don't believe we'll see Sean Drone tonight. They are the group that must perform based around the platform that Mike Pettine wants to win football games, so they need to step up tonight and show out.
It's a quarterbacking league, Matt. The quarterbacks are going to be under the spotlight. I would have said running backs had you not said them, but because we want to keep it different and fun, I'm going to go with the quarterbacks. Always under the spotlight. And the other thing that's under the spotlight is this defensive line. We've been talking it up so much. We're so excited about Dan Shelton and what he can do in the middle of this defense. But let's see it. Let's be disruptive. Let's stop the run. End
Number
of point.
Three.
Sorry, no. You seemed like you were on a rant.
He did. He did not use proper punctuation.
That was shades of the Deke right there. That was the abrupt stop. You got to be ready for it.
What did Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel need to show you guys tonight?
I think I want to see two different things from both of these quarterbacks because Johnny year two, Josh, you know, year 10 plus. I want to see control. I want to see accuracy. I want to see completions from Josh McCown. And that's getting in and out of the huddle. No delay games, no false starts. That means the offense is in unison when he's there, you know, leading that group out on the football field. From Johnny Manziel, progress. the progress he made both in practice, what we saw at the Orange and Brown scrimmage. My hopes are not extremely high, and that's not being negative by any means. I want to see him look like a backup quarterback who gets and understands how to function an offense in the National Football League. That, in week one of this preseason, for Johnny Manziel would be enough for me.
Josh McCown, I want to see him come out and look, show the command that he's shown throughout training camp, be efficient, be accurate, stand tall in the pocket, deliver the football, get out of there unharmed. And Johnny, continued progress, no step backs, no regressions, don't look lost. I want to see that continued positive momentum for Johnny Manziel. Calm in the pocket, setting the right protections, making the right audible calls, going through his progressions, delivering the football accurate, looking calm, comfortable, cool, collected, like Maverick and Top Gun. That's what I'm looking for Johnny Manziel.
Number four.
After tonight, guys, who will be in the lead to be the starting running back for the Browns?
I believe it will continue to be Isaiah Crowell. You know, the buzz around Berea is that, you know, he is the guy that they feel can most fit that role. He just needs to now prove that he can do that, and I believe that tonight will be a great opportunity. And after being called out by your position coach and the emphasis and disgust in Mike Pettine's voice when it comes to physicality and their ability to run the football, that needs to be heard by the Crow, and he needs to caw-caw tonight as much as possible.
Caw-caw! He will. I believe in the Crow. I believe that he is going to be fed, and I believe he's going to respond. He's going to eat, and he's going to run the football with power and passion, because I'm doing some things, and tonight on the pregame show, we'll get into a new segment, Inside the Numbers, and I have some interesting numbers on Isaiah Crowell, but it's there. We need more consistency and a commitment to power running and finishing those runs, and if you get that, Isaiah Crowell could be pretty, pretty, pretty good.
Number five.
Final one, guys. 1 year from today, RG3 will be a member of the Washington Redskins. You believe that or not?
I give that the same amount of opportunity that I believe Josh Lenz will make the active 53 for the Cleveland Browns. 5%.
You really think it's that unlikely that he'll be there next year?
Yes.
I think it just completely depends on how he plays this year. And if he plays well, I think that he will be just fine and he will be there. I'm going to call it 50-50. I think there's a lot to sift through there to see if he is going to be there. I think 50-50 is the way to go. Some sad news out of Tampa Bay right now. The Bucs have waived Spencer Lanning.
Oh, man.
Former Brown and tremendous human being. Great guy. Hopefully he latches on somewhere very, very quickly there. The former Browns punter who I had a lot of fun with on the sidelines last year during those games. All right. When we come back, that'll do it for the Thursday forecast. When we come back, final opportunity to get your calls and your tweets in as we wrap things up here. Getting ready for the Browns and the Redskins, the preseason opener here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.